Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, as we do each week at this time, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the Master of Assessments. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, I did my voting at noon today. Weren't a lot of people around, and it worked fine, and I don't have to worry about it tonight. How does that sound?
You know, I want to talk to you next week about assessments when people get back to school,
right,
coming up very soon. But this is Election Day, and we'd be remiss if we didn't deal with some of the psychological ramifications of an election, especially for candidates. There are 7 gubernatorial candidates. That means 5 of them are going to be very disappointed tonight. How do losing candidates deal with bitter election defeats?
Well, I think they have to deal with them before it happens. I know that's not easy to do when you're in the race. You don't want to be thinking of that. But if you were in a race and you gave everything you could, and then you also felt you were being blindsided,
which, right.
I mean, if you lose an election, fair up.
Right.
Okay, someone, you just have to accept more people wanted the other person than you. It's bitter, it's horrible, but you have to really take a look at it. And if you ethically presented views that you felt were the right thing, that you, how you saw things, and people chose the other candidate, bitter, difficult, like any loss is, but you go on and you accept that.
Right.
If you feel the person you're dealing with is just lying, and say lying about you, then it becomes psychologically much more difficult because you have to put up with the person, whether it's whatever the position, any legislative position, anything that happens. You then have to put up with the person if you live in the community who you see as a lying scoundrel, okay, for a cheerful thought. But I think in cases like that, you still have to become philosophical.
Right.
Then I think what you do, you either decide you're done and you've learned some lessons and you become a philosopher and you start talking about it, or you really prepare. You write down what happened, you analyze
what occurred.
Get ready
to try again.
And then I think when you try again, there's nothing wrong if you feel you have been maligned, treated unfairly, to mention that at the next round. But as far as losing an election where you feel you weren't treated fairly, that's very difficult. I have run into that in terms of clients in the past, Jack. And
well, so many candidates who have even become president, John, have lost elections.
Well, listen, we can look at Abraham Lincoln. We can even look at old Richard Nixon. You don't have me to kick around anymore, you know, when he was out in California.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the main thing in life is seeing any loss as not a total defeat in life, but something to learn from and go forward, Jack.
And not necessarily a referendum on your character. It may just be a situation where someone else had more money or maybe they had a political view that was more popular at the time.
And you also may have not presented your case well. I mean, that happens a lot, too,
sure,
where people think something, but they find out people thought they were saying something different.
What about the winning candidates? Psychologically now, they're going to be on a tremendous high. 2 of these 7 are going to be floating on the clouds tonight when they drive home. But they have to realize this is a long way from over. In some cases, it may just be beginning.
Well, that's true, Jack. I think there's a buoyancy. I don't want to mention the who, but I saw some pretty ugly ads.
Yeah.
Maybe that's kind of typical. I saw one person who saw himself as a saint and others saw him as a great sinner. And I think that may have been typical across the board in terms of ads. So I think if you won, you can be very happy. If you did it without a lot of mudslinging, I think you can be happier yet. If you didn't do it that way, then unfortunately you may have learned a bad lesson that is the only way that you're going to win, and that would be unfortunate. But in terms of buoyancy, sure, you win the election, you now begin the final, you know, push for the brass ring. Of course, you're in a great mood.
And sometimes you have to work with people that you have run against and you have ridiculed throughout the campaign. Now, if Andy Dillon wins tonight, he may not have that much interaction with the mayor of Lansing. But if Virge Bernero wins and then wins the general election, he's going to have to find a way to get along with Andy Dillon.
Well, there's no question. I mean, that is true. And you know, Verge is a pretty strong personality. So I think you know, he'll definitely have to work on teamwork, because it's different being, you know, the governor, if he were to win, than it would be in terms of being a mayor or being a legislator, whatever it might be. That would be an interesting thing to, you know, to watch and see what happens.
Why would anyone want to go into politics? John, I've talked to a lot of people who I've said, you know, have you ever thought of running? You have a lot of character. You have a lot of great ideas. And some of them would love the office, but they would never run because of the campaign and everything they have to go through to get the office.
Well, I'll give you one cynical view, certainly in the Washington. People don't seem to leave their poor, okay, as far as those that end up going to Washington. I think the local level, I'll take state level all the way down to the very local level. I really believe these are people, for the most part, that are committed. I really believe these are people that feel they can make a change. They want to do it. There may be some glory. There may be some, you know, getting your name out there. But I do believe the people that want to be governor, I think they do want to be governor. I think they want to do a good job. However, you've got to be ready for people to just blast you, find the worst picture you ever took in your
yeah.
life. Here's an accusation someone made about you, and you're going to have to deal with that. And that can be very, very, as the truth, I might say. So that is very, very difficult. But if you're committed, you really can put up with the barbs and the horrible attacks. Go for it. Personally, I would never want to get into that game.
Mm-hmm. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, our guest. John, it's time for a couple of these quotes that we have gotten into this summer that have been very popular. And these two are both with a political slant. First one is, a politician thinks of the next election, a statesman of the next generation.
Well, I think that's really true, Jack. Unfortunately, in an era of career politicians, I think this is a very difficult thing to do. Because if you get into politics to be there like the old fabled Davy Crockett, going for a couple years, or you make a commitment like Hoekstra did, you're going to stay for a period of time and you're going to leave. That's one thing. But if you're winning an election, or you won an election, and the goal is just to get elected next time, mm-hmm. then you're going to be involved in the world's oldest profession, okay, or the second oldest, as Ronald Reagan called politics.
Right. Some people think they're the same.
Well, yeah, that is right. So I believe if you really want to do the right thing and you present your case best, you ought to be, first of all, the decisions you're making, though, ought to be consistent with how you ran. I mean, you can't run saying you are supporting 10 things and then get in the legislature and come up with 10 other ideas. But if you're
we see that all the time, don't we? People who campaign on what they think is going to be politically expedient and then get in office and back away.
Well, Jack, that's why, again, I don't want to pick on the Congress, but I believe the federal, they've got like a 22%
right.
approval rating, and that has to mean there is a gap between how people run and how they behave, and that's for both parties. There's no one who particularly loves one party and hates the other and vice versa, except for the people in the parties themselves. So
I always love the fact that people say that, and then when they ask about their congressman, they say, well, you know, he's pretty good, but it's the rest of them are all bad.
Well, you know, Jack, I really believe if people would try to make, if they ran consistent with their views and they governed consistent with their views, it would be a better world, but I'm not sure that, unfortunately, that ever happens in a world of political parties, at least completely, but we have to try to at least aim for that.
That brings me to the final quotation for the week, John. Nothing which is morally wrong can ever be politically right. Oh, I wish a lot of people believed that.
Well, I really believe that. I think if something is wrong, okay, I think it cannot be politically right, and I believe you can also have two people with different views, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you an example. I'll give you the real controversial one. I'm a pro-life guy,
sure.
Okay? There are those that don't take that view. I think if I were to be a legislator voting on something different than pro-life without exceptions, then that would be, for me, morally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, someone could have a completely different view,
right.
And it would be morally wrong. I do believe there are some basic, you know, things that you really can't waver on, and that might
right.
be one. But I
litmus
still think
test.
As a whole,
yeah.
if you can follow your dictates, your moral dictates, your what you believe is right, and it's things you've always stood for your whole life, and everyone knows that, then I feel that that is going to be politically right for you, and that's what politicians ought to do, or all of us ought to do, maybe.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. John, we will talk with you again Saturday morning and again next Tuesday.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Good talking to you, and Scott, too, I might add.
All right. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Mark Grebner, Practical Political Consulting, and he's the guy who really had the first indication that Virge Bonero was onto something with numbers not too long ago. We're going to talk to him about turnout and trends in just a moment after this check of weather and sports.